10:32, and I'm joined by my guest today, Paul Jagger. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you?
A bit wet, but apart from that, fine.
Ready for Christmas?
Ready as I'll ever be with two little children, yeah.
Ready as, yes, two little, oh, that's lovely. Christmas is for children, isn't it?
Exactly.
I bet they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Well, you're here to talk about a magic chair that you've got, which is in the studio with us, and about people returning, people with a disability returning to work via the Access to Work scheme. I mean, a lot of disabled people actually don't know that this scheme exists, do they? Can you just broadly outline what it is?
Yeah, so I go out a lot and see people for seating assessments, office assessments, that sort of thing. And we see a lot of people with disability. And obviously equipment for disability can be quite expensive. And we're often asked, is there any funding available? And there is a fund called Access to Work. It's been about for a long time. I mean, I've been dealing with it for 20 years. It may have been slightly longer than that. And it's a fund especially set up to keep people at work if they want to be at work, or to let people go into work if they've got a job offer, and also for people to become self-employed to help with equipment to get them in the office or keep them in the office, that sort of thing.
Because it can be hard for a disabled person to go into a workplace that's just not... It should be geared up for them, but for whatever reason, it's not. And then there are all the psychological issues of returning to work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we see a lot of people that, for one reason or another, have disability and are unable to sit on an ordinary office chair. And sometimes this actually prevents them from being at work. And if it's simply a case of wanting to be included in an ordinary office and sit on a chair, then it's a bit of a shame that that's the case.
And there are advantages of working, of course, for disabled people, not least economically, but socially as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't got exact figures, but back years ago when we used to work heavily with Access to Work and do a lot of their assessments on their behalf, they used to say that £1, or every £1 spent brings £2 back in increased revenue, etc. So...
And I suppose it's hard if you, let's assume you had an accident or something and you returned to work, you were somebody's boss still, but you needed help with certain things. That's difficult, isn't it? Asking your colleagues to do that, or people you might be managing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I went to see a chap in Kent recently, and every time I wanted to go up to go to the loo or to leave the office for lunch or whatever, he had to call friend slash colleague upstairs and get him to give him a hand out of his chair, and then once he was on his feet he was fine, but it was just that sort of lift getting him out of his chair and on his way, and he was at Tevers End, as you can imagine.
And there are lots of issues, but we've talked about seating a couple of times. I imagine seating is a bit, because it's an issue for everybody, able-bodied and disabled. You know, you need somewhere that's going to support you and be comfortable. And I guess for disabled people, that's more of an issue.
Yes, it's more of an issue, but you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we see a lot of people that don't have disability per se, but they're sat in an office chair. I mean, let's remember that the average person probably spends up to 9 hours a day now sitting. Everything we do is sort of based around a PC or your phone or TV, entertainment systems, and we sit for much of our day. And we didn't do this 20 years ago or 30 years ago. You know, from the moment we wake up, we then perhaps sit at the table, have breakfast, we then get into our car, you're sitting down on a long journey, sometimes for an hour. You get into the office, what do? You sit down. You go for lunch, you sit down. After work, back in the car, sit down. And then, as if it wasn't bad enough in the evening, you'll probably then sit down, watch telly or sit on your laptop. So, yeah.
And for disabled people, perhaps with weight alignment issues or balance issues, a chair needs to be almost specially designed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
You've got this chair that you've brought in. I know you advise on this issue, your company Smart Seating Solutions. What's special? I'll be honest with you, Paul. It doesn't look any different to any other chair.
Well, that's how we try to make it look. We don't want anything that stands out as being special needs or a special piece of equipment. We want it to mould in with the rest of the furniture that people have in offices, and that's all part of being included, sort of inclusion, if you like. It just looks like a basic standard office chair, and I'll quickly show you.
What does it do? So you're now sitting in the chair and bringing it up to the table.
Pull it over. First thing it does, this chair has a brake. So it's much like a handbrake on a car, if you like. Once you put it on, It means that the chair can't go anywhere. And for a lot of people, this is the exact issue. People at home or people at work, school, university, that sort of thing, that have disability, the one thing that's really difficult is getting into an office chair. It's got like a five-star base, it's got five wheels that roll around without brakes, and it spins around. So that can be a real challenge. But this chair has a brake. When it's locked, it doesn't go anywhere at all, and it doesn't rotate either. And for most people that have disability, that's the key to it, really, having that brake and being able to get into the chair safely. And then once you're in the chair, you have the option of lifting yourself up. And this, again, is a challenge with some people, is being able to get yourself from that five-star base office chair to your feet. This one actually has a powered lift, so it'll lift you up.
Oh, that's handy.
It can be at times.
When you're my height, something like that would be ideal. Brilliant.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, you can actually use it to elevate yourself
It's going
up
really high.
In certain situations, yeah.
How high does it go?
This will go up to about 80 centimetres, and that's the seat pad, not the backrest. And it will bring you to a higher standard.
I want this chair. I want to sit like that all day, look down on everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And why would you need something that high? Counters and things like that.
Yeah, sort of reception counters, bank counters, post offices, certain police environments, but also science benches. We deal with a lot of universities and schools that need people to come up to science bench height. If you're a wheelchair user or just a disabled user in general, it's quite difficult to get up to a science bench and onto a perching stool that won't move. So that's your key to that. But also we use them around the home. So a lot of people buy these chairs for at home, and we can get up to kitchen cupboard height or to the top of the fridge, that sort of thing.
I need one of these, I'm telling you. It's a 5 foot. I'm always struggling to perch. So it's got a brake on it, it's got the lift. What else does it do?
Apart from that, it's just a good ergonomic chair, so it'll have things like seat tilt. So if you put the tilt on, sorry if it's creaking a bit.
No, it's all right, we know there's a real chair in the studio.
So if you put some seat tilt on so that your knee is lower than your hip line, it throws you into a nice upright balanced posture, like a textbook posture if you like, so people tell us. And it brings you back in alignment and just keeps you really nice and upright. That sort of position is sort of preferable, so people say, to sitting in the standard chair and slouching over. So it just opens everything up and keeps you nice and balanced and upright. So it'll do that as well.
Now, I'm imagining such a chair isn't cheap.
No.
But will is the Access to Work scheme, will that help with this?
It will greatly help, yeah. So providing you sort of fill out the criteria for Access to Work, then, yeah, it will definitely help with the cost of that.
Excellent. If people want to find out more, it's smartseatingsolutions.co.uk is your website. And they want to find out more about Access to Work, it's gov.uk/access-to-work. Smart Seating Solutions as your name suggests then, with seating or other things as well?
Just seating now, yeah. Years ago, I used to actually have a back care shop up in Nottingham, and we used to do sort of cushions and body belts and back supports, beds, that sort of stuff. And about 7 years ago, I left that to focus just on seating, because it's an area that interests me, and I know quite a lot about it now. So.
And I'm gathering, you know, when somebody gets a chair or something similar, they feel different, and you see a change in them and their work life or home life even.
Totally, yeah. I mean, we see people with chronic back conditions, and it can be enough to keep you off of work. And we sometimes go in and we'll spend half an hour or an hour with somebody assessing them and trying to find the right chair. When we bring it in, if we do our job right, when we bring that piece of furniture in and set them up, and they sit in it for a couple of hours and feel the relief it can offer, it's quite unique.
Well, thank you, Paul. We'll take a picture of the chair and we'll put it on our website as well. That's website address again, smartseatingsolutions.co.uk and www.gov.uk/access-to-work/ those words there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have you done all your Christmas shopping? You off now to do some Christmas shopping, Paul?
Sadly, we do it online, which is a bit of a swear word, I know, but yes. Yeah, we tend to do it online. But as I mentioned, we've got two young kids, and the thought of going into Cambridge City Centre with a one-year-old and a three-year-old fill me with a lot of hope at the moment. So.
No.
But yes, it's all done. Presents are under the tree. So
lovely. Well, I hope you have a lovely day and a lovely time. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.